TR Mobile.
OTR, good morning, Tom. K4OIM, Walt.
Good morning, Walt. Hope your day's going good. It's a gloomy day, but we got a lot to look forward to tomorrow. It's supposed to be 68 degrees, I think, and sunny, or over 60 anyways.
Be glad when that comes around. My daughter and I bought a house up at Lake Bowen, and I'm like John, KN4RJN. I'm packing up to move, but I'm not having much trouble as he is. All I got to do is get my bed and my clothes out of my bedroom and back down here and hook up to my shack, and I'm gone.
Like that. Well, what kind of problems was John having? I knew he was moving, unfortunately, for us and unfortunately for him.
You know, the way he's going, it'll be July before he gets out of here. But I think he may have another week or two before he gets finished moving.
Well, nothing catastrophic then. That's good. Well, it's we went over to Spartanburg. We live up there near Lake Robinson. And we went to Spartanburg and picked up some things at Costco. And are heading back. And it's been just a nice sprinkle all the way over and all the way back. However, from what I gleaned on the radar earlier, the ETA of the heavier rain, we might hit that before we get back. I don't know. We're getting pretty close to Lyman.
We have this kind of weather where I had that stroke, fell, broke my neck. Boy, my neck is killing me today. And I refused to take the pain pills, so they gave me a cream to rub on my neck. I've never saw any kind of cream take pain away, but I sure didn't want to get hooked on them opioids.
John, Walt, I don't think you would, because you're brighter than that. And I've got a friend, and he has to take them, and he cuts them in half once in a while and takes a half of one. So it all depends upon the person. You're aware that there's a possibility of that. And if you let it happen, it's kind of your fault. But I'm an old grouch, and that's just my opinion. I've never ever taken a pain pill unless I needed it for my teeth or surgery or something like that. Well, my daughter has a high threshold of pain. She had hip surgery the other day, and all she took was ibuprofen. I think Bill in 4IQ is the same way. My threshold of pain's not quite that high, but I got to where I couldn't walk over at Costco's a while ago, and this real nice young lady, I asked her, I said, have you got those motorized carts? And I was going up towards the restroom, and she says, well, yes, we do. And I said, well, where are they at? And she told me, she said, I'll just go get one for you. And that was really nice of her, because I got to the point I couldn't walk on my left foot there.
Mother, my younger brother, he's done had about 5 heart attacks and all, and he wanted to go to the jockey lot, the big one, over in Anderson, and he was in a wheelchair. Boy, he taught me a lesson. I pushed him all up and down them hills over there. He had to go around that thing 3 times before he was ready to go home. And that's been about 4 years ago. I sure couldn't do it nowadays, but they did me where they had to cut some of the nerves in my neck. They put 6 plates in my neck. They had to cut some nerves in there. And they gave me gabapentin. It's a, to ease the pain from the nerve damage. And I started out on 300 milligrams once a day, and I'm up to 800 milligrams three times a day on those things. And, but they told me those wouldn't have it for me. But now those work. They stopped the burning, stabbing feeling in my legs. It's funny how all them nerves in your neck affect other portions of your body, like your feet, your legs.
This is NZERO-TR Mobile. Well, you know, my neighbor has exactly the same thing, and he gets to where he can't even stand his jeans touching his legs. He'll have his hands in his pocket and pull them out away from his legs. And that's exactly what he had, Walt, was neck surgery, and he's got enough iron in his neck, I always say, to sink a battleship. I've seen the x-rays of it. It's amazing. I tried the gabapentin, and the same thing happened, and you get to where you take a lot of it, and I just don't like that. So I got to watching TV there, and that was one of the ones that the lawyers, you know, the cars, drugs, and lawyers advertisements, gabapentin's one of the ones that they're suing people about now. And it just didn't do me any good. And I know Tom, KG4M, took it, and the same thing with him. He was taking massive amounts of it, and it didn't do any good. I got lower back pain, and down the S123 region, and there's just nothing for it. Ice pack is the best, and then I put this cryoderm on my foot. It's cold. It's just spray, and they have it in a roll-on, or I use the heat in the cryoderm heat, they call it. You can order that from Amazon, and that'll give you some relief. I think it burns so bad that you forget all about the pain, though, Walt.
You learn to live with it. You gabapentin, sometimes I'll stagger around like I'm on a drunk. It causes a disconnect between your brain and your feet. It's about the only side effects they told me about the gabapentin. But, boy, since I started taking it, I have acid reflux real bad at night. K4OIM for ID.
Well, I'll tell you about the best thing you can take for that is Nixium, but anything you take anymore, 6 months later there will be lawsuits about it, but that's the only one that helps with the acid reflux for me, and my doctor down at the VA said that was the best thing you could take, and so they'd give me generic stuff. It didn't seem to, used to work, but it seemed like it's going okay now. But you take that Nexium, it's 20 milligrams. I take it once in the morning and once in the evening. Seems to work pretty darn good, Walt. And you can buy the generic stuff, Imprazole or something like that, they call it.
I have to take 40 milligrams of Omeprazole to keep from having the acid reflux. And then I saw on TV, talking about them lawyers, they say the Omeprazole, it's the full-strength Privacec. You can't buy it over the... Well, I think you can buy it over the counter now, but I think it's only 20 milligrams. And they say it's causing stomach cancer. And I talked to my daughter about it, or my doctor about it, and she said, Walt, you're 73 years old. You're going to die from something else before this Omeprazole causes cancer in your stomach. Said, don't worry about it.
That's basically what they told me. It's just end result, and same thing. That's what I'm talking about. I just didn't pronounce it right, omeprazole. And I take 20 in the morning, 20 in the evening, and it seems to help. And the alternative surgery, and I saw a guy that had that surgery back in Kansas when I lived up there. And, buddy, that put him down for quite a while. So I have congestive heart failure, and they don't want to give me any anesthetic if they don't have to. So there you have it. And like my boss told me one time, I told him these guys were breathing too much chromium and some other bad contaminants in their welding of this Inconel. And I said they need some electrostatic precipitators up in there to suck that smoke out in that tunnel they was welding a kiln. He says, Rouse, he says, you got to die from something. I lost a lot of respect for him after that.
It's been 3 years this coming September the 4th since I had that stroke and fell and broke my neck. Before that, I took 20 milligrams of omeprazole, and at night I have to take 100 milligrams of amitriptyline to keep from having migraine headaches. That's the only thing I've ever found that does stop the migraines. And I had that stroke and broke my neck. I'm taking 17 different medications a day now. And I'm trying to get off of some of this stuff.
Walking medical miracle. Yeah, that's bad. Well, you need to check into the Geritol Med. I heard there was a Geritol Med on the HF radio there, Walt. I guess we both do. At any rate. Oh, we're not going to do much else today. I got to go out and check the chickens, and we're about 75% of the way home. We're going by the Greer Golf Course over here, if you know where I mean. This is in Gerald T.R.
Checked in on that Geritol Med a time or two, but there's another net there, a nut, bolts, and screws net. And when I checked into it, they was asking me if I had any kind of metal in my body, and I told them I had 6 plates, 4 rods, and 8 screws in my neck, and they made me the mascot of the net.
Shoot. Well, you know, I was getting my foot operated on where they put 4 screws in there and did a bone implant. And many years ago, back about 2000, and it's hurt ever since. But there was an old boy there, and at that time you walked down the hall, and they had all these x-rays hanging up from those white glass lit up screens there. And I looked at that, and I'm telling you, he'd run over a deer with a motorcycle, like my brother did. And he had enough metal in his legs to sink a battleship. He was telling me about it. I never seen so many plates and screws in my life, Walt.
I'm the type that I never was sick before I had that stroke. I might catch a cold every once in a while, but nowadays, any change in the weather, I get a cold or I'm hurting somewhere. Well, at 73, I guess I'm pretty wore out. I retired as a heavy equipment operator. I run heavy equipment for right at 50 years now. All that bouncing and jarring around is wore my body down, Tom.
All of us. I worked maintenance 50 years, so I know what you're talking about. So you're saying they didn't have air ride seats back then, huh, Walt?
When I started, they didn't even have electric starters on, like Caterpillar dozer or loader. They had an 8-horsepower Wisconsin engine on them. And you crank it up like a lawnmower. Then you get up there and get that engine running and warmed up. You engage the clutch on the transmission to turn the motor over, and you let it turn over for a minute or two, and then you just disengage the clutch, turn the switch on, and then engage the clutch again. They call them a pony engine, and it would fire the dozer up after a while, but it was all open windows. I mean, no windows on anything. The last 10 years I worked, I mostly did airports or added a runway on or something. And, man, I had a Volvo excavator, all-enclosed cab. Behind your seat, you had a door you open, you put your lunch in there, and it heats your lunch. On the other side, you had a door to put your water or soft drinks in, and it kept them cold. And you operated the thing like an Xbox with joysticks. You didn't have to stand up and look down in the dish to see where your bucket was and the men. You had cameras on the boom. Cameras on the back of it where you could see the swing and everything. With heat, air conditioned, stereo surround, I enjoyed going to work the last 10 years, Tom.
This is N0TR. Well, I've never seen a company do anything unless it was forced to. And they probably got sued enough that they decided to make it reasonably comfortable for you. yeah, well, I remember those ones with the pony engine. I had a friend, his father-in-law, Red Fox, he did conservation reclamation. And one of his dozers, I know, if not more, started with that pony engine up there in Kansas, and they'd go out and level the dumps. Well, in later years, the EPA or whoever it was made them, the coal companies had to, when they dug their coal into an open strip mine, they had to shove the topsoil aside, and they did it with a D9. And you know what I'm talking about there. And then they had to go back and bury the pit after they got all the coal out of the seam. And then they put the topsoil back, and then they had to seed it, and then they had to put a new fencing and gates all the way around that farmer's property. So times they do change. And that's the reason coal got to where it costs so much. Well, we're just about home. So I'll be clear with your final, and I'm going to pull in the garage here, and I'll lose you. 73's Walt. This is N0TR. Have a good day.
All right, Tom. I enjoyed talking to you. So 73's K4, I am. I'll be clear.